hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, we are at the IMAX Experience, the Museum of Discovery and Science in Fort Lauderdale. We're at the world premiere of Howard and Michelle Hall's underwater film, Under the Sea, the 3D IMAX Experience. Maureen Genetos is the director of stuff here at the Museum of Discovery and Science. And you know, they're hosting this event in their IMAX theater. Pretty impressive stuff. And just before we move on to some of our other South Florida friends, you got some other dive events people might want to mark on their calendar for this South Florida location, right?
We do. In fact, for spring break here in Broward, which will be April 4th through 6th, we are going to have the DEMA Diver Pool here.
They're filling it with Jell-O and there's bikinis or no? Is that a different event?
No, that's a different event. It might be one on Fort Lauderdale Beach, but not here at the Museum of Discovery and Science. But we're inviting all families to come and try out the sport of diving. You actually get to put on the scuba diving equipment and the latest and greatest that's out there on the market today. And you will have master divers teaching you how to use the equipment, take a little dip, see how you like it, and if you like it, then you can try it and get certified just like
that. And I would imagine the film Under the Sea might still be showing at that time, so they could go see the film and then actually jump the pool and try diving and experience, compare the two, right?
Yes, but I can guarantee you there will be no sharks or cuttlefish in the pool.
Yeah, well, there you go. But still, I think you ought to take that idea with the squirt gun in the theater and just douse them, and then that'll really add a whole new element to the attraction. But yeah, it's impressive stuff. And by the way, give out the website for the Museum of Discovery and Science here in Fort Lauderdale.
It's www.mods.org, and you can get any kind of information as far as calendar of events or showtimes for our films.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Marlene. And you know what? We'll have to bring Scuba Radio back down here maybe for that event if we can fit it into the schedule, all right? You'll have us back?
Oh, you bet we will.
Awesome. Okay, let's move over to some of our South Florida dive industry friends. This is a mecca when it comes to the dive industry. You know, we're based out of Orlando, but when I come down here, you know, we run into everybody in the industry from Florida especially. And on the East Coast, this is definitely a hot spot for industry insiders. And, of course, what South Florida location or broadcast of Scuba Radio would be complete without my buddy Neil Watson? We're in his backyard. Practically. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing wonderful, young man. How about yourself?
I'm having a great time. We just went diving without even getting wet. What happened?
You know what? I love this 3D underwater stuff because you can drink and dive.
Exactly. You don't got to worry about breaking any rules in that regard.
You don't worry about the water temperature. This rocks, man.
I'm hip. You don't have exactly no drinking while diving, but you can drink while you watch diving or experience the IMAX 3D experience of Under the Sea. So, what do you think, Neil? You've been in the industry for years. You've dived all around the world. They were pretty much hanging out in the Indonesia part of the world, Great Barrier Reef, that part of the stuff. Have you ever been to that part of the world diving yourself?
You know, I have. Actually, I mean, I dove in the Pacific, like, in the late 50s, believe this, in the Marine Corps.
Okay. You were like 12, right?
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. But you know what? I mean, it's just really neat to see the difference of the fish and the difference of the corals. And you know, Howard and Michelle just did such an incredible job on this, you know. I mean, it just blew me away. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, you're backing up from stuff, you know, when it's coming out towards you. But, I mean, 3D and horror films and stuff is like, yeah. But underwater, I mean, there's nothing that brings the realism of diving like 3D underwater.
Yeah, we're going to check in with Howard and Michelle. They're doing a little autograph signing here right now, but we're going to get some more questions to them because, you know, one of the things they mentioned right before the film is they said, you know, the IMAX 3D effect not only looks cool just from a technical standpoint or just from an experience standpoint, but the perspective that it provides the viewer is actually what he sees underwater. And it really does feel like it. You can actually see the sharks and the sea lions and the sea snakes literally come into your field of vision like they're right next to you. And you can actually, you know, being a diver and actually have experienced that situation, it really, really captured the experience right on, I thought.
Yeah, it was so real, I peed in my wetsuit.
And you're not even wearing one, are you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, see, you know, it goes back to that old squirt gun thing. I thought I felt a little misting, but maybe that was a whole different thing. But yeah, you know, the 3D effect was impressive. And, you know, where's Big John at? Is he still here? Did he already walk out? Because he's like a South Florida legend, and he was here at the premiere, and he did a lot of underwater photography, like for the James Bond films in the Bahamas. And he was telling us before the film, he was talking to Howard, and I was kind of listening in, fly on the wall kind of thing, talking about, like, he did the first 3D filming, period. And he pulled out some pictures. Hey, Howard, check this out. And I was like, whoa. You know, I mean, where'd he go? Did you see him? Where'd he go, Neil?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I saw him in the theater, and I talked to him for a few minutes before. Don't know, but yeah. Wish he was here.
He's here somewhere. We'll hopefully track him down. But, yeah, it's just an impressive technology to see that 3D and have it jump out in your face. I guess the only annoying thing is when the movie starts and everybody starts reaching for the air. And like, the person in front of you, like swatting flies, and they're trying to pop bubbles, or I don't know. It's kind of funny. But yeah, it's a cool experience. And this literally is opening worldwide this weekend. So all you have to do is go to IMAX.com and / Under the Sea, and you can get all the details on where it's opening at an IMAX theater near you. Neil, what about the places that they went to and the critters they encountered, like the sea snakes? Have you ever dived with sea snakes?
You know, I haven't. I was scheduled to go to Papua New Guinea last year and had to bail, but it's on my list. I'm going to get back over, so I'll give you the full report when I get back.
Yeah, well, there's a scene I got to ask Howard about because, Howard, well, there you are right now. Howard, I got to ask you about the sea snake scene because I noticed...
three times real fast.
Exactly, right. Yeah, that's easy for you, but we're not even going to go there. But the sea snakes, which are like the most venomous critter on the planet, right?
Yeah, that's probably true.
So you're filming them in 3D with this giant camera that's 1,300 pounds, as we were talking about in hour one. Now, when these sea snakes come into view, they look like they were attracted to the camera or to you, and then they swim down at the bottom of the frame. I'm like, where did they go exactly? Or did you kind of jitter the camera after that, maybe?
No, they repeatedly went for our feet. They are attracted to sound, and the sound of the camera running, the sound of our feet and our fins moving around, they were attracted to the sound. And it was actually problematic because we couldn't get them far enough away from us to get a shot of them approaching. We couldn't move the camera back fast enough to get away from them.
Well, I'm thinking the sea snakes coming down out of your field of vision, and they're the most venomous creature on the planet. Are you ever going like, where did that snake go? Where did it go? Like that kind of thing?
You wouldn't want to step on one, but if you did, it almost certainly would not bite you. They're like a German Shepherd dog in some ways. A German Shepherd could kill you without, you know, it'd take them 2 seconds. But they don't. It's not in their nature. And sea snakes don't use their venom defensively. They use it to stun fish and to kill fish inside the reef. The fish's spines relax, and then the snake is able to get them out and eat them. But if you grab hold of a sea snake, it'll almost drown before it'll resort to biting you. They
really?
Just don't use their venom that way.
Now, when I was in Australia and I dove with them, they said you would actually have to stick your finger down their throat to even get to the point where they could inject you with any of this venom. Did they just tell me that to put me at ease, or is that true?
No, that's absolutely not true. If they bite you on the hand, you're
good. Oh, those damn Aussies! I knew it. Okay, well, you know, the film is phenomenal. And Michelle, I got to ask you, Jim Carrey narrated navigates this thing. We were talking about that earlier. Now, during the film, he does a phenomenal job. What about diving? Did you guys talk to him after the film or at the premiere in Hollywood? Is he a diver? Is he into this whole underwater thing or what?
I don't know how much experience he has, but he said that he is a diver, and that's, I think, one of the reasons that he wanted to do this, besides that he wanted to have a contribution to doing something to help the environment. He enjoys the underwater, and that was part of the thrill for him.
So did you tell him we'll work you into our next film, maybe, and see if he'd cut you a deal on his, what kind of margins he takes on his films these days, what, 20 mil? So you could probably give him a free T-shirt or something, maybe do it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, probably a free T-shirt is about what our budget would be able to handle.
Exactly. Well, congratulations. Phenomenal film. And as we're seeing already from the people we're talking to, I don't think I'm alone in that thing. So I look forward to more great things from you in the future.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks so much.
And once again, it's IMAX.com/undersea. You can find out everything you need to know right there about where this film is going to pop up at an IMAX theater near you. Now, let's check in with some of our other South Florida friends. Neil, you brought your partners in crime here. John, hey, how you doing? John Rope, my pilot friend, who we went over to Cape Eleuthera, showed up, and he saw me before the film. He says, "Well, they'll let anybody into this thing." How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, the only better thing than this is actually diving in Cape Eleuthera like we did last time we were together. Have you been diving yourself at all lately, or what?
Actually, just got off a trip. Neil was on it, but we actually substituted another Neil to make it even a better trip.
What, Neil Jr., is that what you did, or what?
Yeah, Neil and Neil. I called Slate and said, "Hey, you think two Neil Watsons would be allowed on one liveaboard boat?" And he said, "Well, probably just this trip."
So you took John along for the AquaCat adventure.
Yeah, absolutely. John and John Day, John Ropes, yeah.
So, John, was that your first liveaboard, or have you been on that one before?
No, that was the second trip on the AquaCat.
Yeah, what am I talking? Well, he was on our trip when I went, wasn't he? Or where were you? No. What? Am I having a brain freeze or brain fart there? What is that, Neil?
Were you? No,
he wasn't on that. Okay, that was a different John. It was John Day, right?
John Day was. That's
all right. See, everybody starts looking the same. Yeah, after a couple cocktails, whatever. Yeah. But yeah. So you did the AquaCat trip. What'd you see on there, John?
Well, we saw a little bit of everything. Neil and I took a peek over the side of the reefs occasionally, and then when he left the boat, then Neil Jr. took a little peek over the side.
Yeah, so you had dueling Neils as dive buddies. That's a dangerous operation you got there. I think you're much safer just watching the film. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, the worst part about it is Neil forgot to bring the cover for his tank to warn divers not to stay near him.
Oh, that's a whole nother story. I don't know. We might have time for that a little bit later on, but that goes down to an issue. Like, you don't really want Neil as your buddy sometimes, because he has a tendency to ignore some of those basic rules of diving. Yeah, the guy's a pioneer. He likes to dive deep sometimes, deeper than maybe some of the textbooks recommend. But that's okay. He's the dive god, right?
Hey, I'm still here. I must be doing something right.
That's it. Amen, brother. And he brought us here. Hey, we got more coming up from South Florida. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yes, well, I love it too, especially when he's hanging with us right here at the Museum of Discovery and Science in Fort Lauderdale. Captain Slate in the flesh. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Scuba Radio.
It's a perfect recreation of that magical moment in time there, Captain Slate. All we need is your burp. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Nice. So, Captain Slate, you just came out of this IMAX film, Under the Sea, with Howard and Michelle Hall. What'd you think?
Well, There's no describing 70 mil unless you've seen it before, the big IMAX production, and it is absolutely beautiful. I felt I was underwater, and I wasn't even wet. It was unbelievable. And some of the creatures I've never seen, at least that close up, pictures of, and it was beautiful. Absolutely, well, if anybody in the industry hadn't seen one of Howard Hall's and Michelle's films, they need to see them.
Yeah, they keep raising the bar or bringing it lower if you're a diver. I don't know, but it's quite impressive. It's an amazing thing to see it up close like that and have it recreate what it's like to actually dive. I think that's the closest thing I've ever seen to anything on the screen to actually doing an underwater dive. What do you think?
Well, if we could get 3D, maybe they will, you know, technology on parade. Maybe we'll get 3D in our homes, because if people could see that weren't divers, they would be divers. Absolutely. There's no question. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's definitely part of the message they want to get across. There's obviously a conservation message to this as well, but people see this and they want to get them into the water, and that's one of the reasons why we're here, is to promote the underwater environment. Now, what about Key Largo? Now, that's where you're based out of. That's where you do your thing. What's new down there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center?
Well, we're, of course, going out and seeing our pretty reefs and playing with our wonderful little fishes every Friday and Sunday. But one of the things we've just done is become an SDI 5-star professional development center. And we're excited about it. Scuba Diving International and TDI, they came down in January, and we crossed over. And we're now teaching their instructor program as well as all their programs. And we're really excited, and we're really, really tickled, too, to have the tech dive part component, since we have the Spiegel Grove.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and I know SDI, they're really into the online thing too. So where do they got one of those deals where they set up the course online, you can do it at home, and then come down and finish the class there in Key Largo with you?
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're encouraging them to do. And the thing is beautiful about it is they're so progressive. They're the really, I think, that are new guys on the block, and will have been around since early 90s, but I'm thinking they're so progressive, they're really going to be the future training agency, and that's why I signed on with them.
Now, what about this stuff we saw on the film? A lot of the critters that they shot were in, like, Australia, which I had the luxury of going to last year. You ever been to that part of the world? Do you ever see those types of critters or compare them to what you see in Key Largo or what?
Well, actually, we see most of what they had. We don't see the big clams and we don't see the sea snakes. I don't know that that's a bad thing.
They were yeah, they are cool. The most venomous creature on the planet. Did we say that earlier? But still cool.
Still cool.
You got your green morays. They're much bigger, and bigger is better or more impressive, as the ladies say, right?
Right. I don't mind picking up and petting my big green moray. I would not do that to a sea snake. So that I'm glad we don't have. And, of course, we don't have the clownfish and some of the fishes we don't. But it's, of course, Key Largo is still the dive capital of the world, and we're very happy about that. And just seeing that in the cuttlefish we have here, but in the numbers that they're over there in those pictures, is just beautiful. Makes me want to go.
Yeah, it does. I mean, but the thing is like you got different critters, different marine life in different parts of the world, but it's all diving. The experience with different animals is just part of the icing on the cake that gives you reasons to go to this place and that place, but you got plenty to choose from down there in Key Largo.
Absolutely, and of course it's very accessible. I mean, let's face it, when I started diving in North Carolina in 1960, something early, I was tickled when I saw a catfish, a carp, or an old refrigerator. What the heck, in a rock quarry?
Okay, whatever works. So you came up from Key Largo to Fort Lauderdale for the premiere tonight, and well, you're staying at the Watson Weston, is that what I hear?
I'm staying at the Dive Gods Weston Hotel, the Neil Watson party, as we remember a few years back at his birthday party.
There's most of the stories we've covered. Well, we've done two broadcasts from his jacuzzi, Kamsley.
Yeah, we were saying today when I came in, I remember you sitting in a jacuzzi with him laying on the floor with his dancer, and we were doing the show right there in the living room.
I blocked that out a long time ago. I don't know what you're talking about. But you know, that's the only thing missing from this South Florida broadcast. This was kind of put together at the last minute. I found out about the premiere literally on my way down to the Miami Boat Show, and I heard about it. I said, hey, I got to stop off and check it out. Man, I'm glad I did, because we got an opportunity to hang out with our buds, right?
Yeah, same group. It's a crazy group that we meet at every dive show. They're right here tonight.
Absolutely. All right, Captain Slate, well, enjoy yourself. Good to see you again, and we'll catch up with you really soon. We got more South Florida divers and industry folks coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We They started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. We've taken the party over to the restaurant. This is kind of like the after party now. We've moved to Jackson Steakhouse on 17th Street down here in Fort Lauderdale. It's quite a landmark, quite a swanky. I tell you what, this is a cool place to come have some drinks and eat. And here I am with my dive friends. Where else other than the bar? You know, we're at the bar at Jackson's with Captain Cocktail. Some know him as Jeff Tarode. I know him as Captain Cocktail, and many people listening to Scuba Radio knows the same. How you doing there, Jeff?
Excuse me, who are you? I'm sorry. Who are you?
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Who am I? I'm Liquor Boy.
Liquor Boy, what's up?
There you go. All right.
You know, there's low lighting in here. I couldn't really tell who you were.
Oh, okay, fair enough. That's right. That's right. So what do you think of that IMAX film, Jeff? That was impressive stuff, wasn't it?
The IMAX, you go into these films and you think about big, because it's a big screen and it's a big animals and everything. But what impressed me the most was the microorganisms that he filmed were just phenomenal. Watching the small little fish, you know, that were... What were the name of those fish, Sherry?
What, the little damselfish, the little blue fish that they got eaten?
What they call them? The catfish. The striped catfish or whatever. Striped catfish.
Oh, and they were moving across the bottom of the ocean like in waves. Yeah. It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
That stuff was, and the sea dragons and everything else, the microscopic stuff was so incredible on that screen. I mean, we've all seen great white sharks. We've all seen sea lions. We've all seen that. But the small stuff was phenomenal on the IMAX screen. I recommend everybody get out and take a look at this because it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is cool stuff. And it's in 3D, so it's like jumping out at you. And, you know, a lot of times when you see 3D films, you know, I don't know if it's like you, but a lot of times that stuff ends up getting lost and it's not, it's kind of blurry in the 3D effect and it kind of loses it. This is like sharp as a, oh man, it's just amazing.
Well, you know what? If you do three rum and cokes before you go in, and then you take your glasses off, it's still clear is what's amazing.
Okay, so take your glasses off. You know what it feels like after you've had three rum and cokes. If you don't drink, we know this. Captain Cocktail and Liquor Boy, we're experts in that regard. All right, more coming up from South Florida. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
Hi, it's Daryl Hammond from Saturday Night Live, and you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Here's my close personal friend and mentor and the guy that I just owe just about everything I have to. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg the Dive Master Holt.
boy, you might be legally retarded.
I don't know what he's talking about. But, hey, look, we are in South Florida today. We've just sat down at Jackson Steakhouse. This is the new location in Fort Lauderdale, right, Neil?
Yeah, it was called Fish, and they redid it. Now it's Jackson's Bar and Grill.
And we're here because Jack Jackson, friend of Neil Watson, also an avid scuba diver. We've been out diving with him before, right?
He's my deep diving buddy, yeah.
Where is he?
It's so busy, you know, the boat show in town and all of that. I think he's back in the kitchen. We may have to interview him in the back. He's back there with a whip, probably, you know.
He's doing that whole Hell's Kitchen thing, like TV thing, maybe. Maybe he's back there doing that. I don't know. Well, he might stick his head out here sooner or later. We'll have to get him on the big show. But, yeah, if you want to have a steak or just any kind of food, this place is the place to go in South Florida, isn't it?
This is the place. This place rocks. Well, both of his restaurants, the one on Las Olas, Jackson Steakhouse, and the Bar and Grill. This is a little more casual. But they're both very cool places, great food, the place to be seen, and the steakhouse is where the power guys are at, and this is where the drinkers are at. So where am I? I'm here.
Well, and where am I? Where's Captain Cocktail? Where's everybody in the dive industry, for that matter, at the same place? Now, this IMAX film we just saw, I know Jack is a huge diver. I know he would have been there, but he had to work at his restaurant tonight, so we moved it over here and going to probably share a few tips with him. He'll probably go see it tomorrow, I bet, or this weekend, you think?
Yeah, he was bummed out, but I mean, like I say, this is season, and the boat show in town, you know.
Got to make a few bucks in this economy.
Got to make a couple of bucks, but I would love to see that again a couple of times, probably, so I'll go back and see it, maybe drag him over to see it, but we're going to get him out of the kitchen a little bit and talk to him.
Yeah, now what do you think? He's your dive buddy. I know you take him over there to the Bahamas. You're talking to John Rope. He, by the way, John is also the guy who flew me over to the Bahamas when we went to Cape Eleuthera. What do you think after seeing this? Is your little dive group down here in South Florida, you going to want to take him someplace, you know, other than the Caribbean after seeing this diving in over in Australia and that part of the world, or what?
You know, actually, I was supposed to do Papua New Guinea last year on Peter's boat, and something came up and I didn't make it. So it's top of the list, and that just really inspired me. I mean, that is some neat stuff. But actually, we're also kind of looking into maybe doing a liveaboard, a Belize liveaboard with Peter, you know, with the boys and stuff. You know,
Peter Hughes is what you're talking about. Peter Hughes diving, right?
Yes, Peter Hughes. This guy's so
funny. Yeah, and Neil knows everybody. He's like, you know, it's a first name basis with everyone. And that's not necessarily your average Joe diver.
Obama was going to come, but he got tied up. He got some new job.
Exactly. Yeah, and believe it or not, he has connections to that camp, too. He knows people. Neil knows everyone. That's what's kind of cool when you come down here and hear some of the stories. But, yeah, the movie is very inspiring and making you want to go out there and check it out and, you know, that part of the world, or just get wet, period, for that matter. I mean, even if you can't get to that part of the world, it's still, I think it will inspire people just to want to go diving in the Caribbean, Keys, wherever they can go, right?
Well, you know, it's very visual. It has a message, but it's not, you know, it's not preaching, you know. It's just very, very entertaining. I mean, I can't imagine anybody not enjoying that show.
All right. Well, Neil mentioned the Miami International Boat Show. We're going to talk a little bit about that next as we come back with more from South Florida.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. peak performance buoyancy and the navigation specialty course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Brand new angle, seaside rendezvous. It's so fashionable.
Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of St. Eustatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
All right, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, we're going to check in with him on the island of Eustatia. Hopefully, our buddy there will be there on that island protecting the Declaration of Independence. He has a copy. You'll hear all about it 2 weeks from today as we broadcast from the Explorer Ventures Liveaboard in St. Martin. Neil Watson is with me. We're hanging out at the Jackson's Restaurant here in Fort Lauderdale, the little after party for the world premiere of Under the Sea, the IMAX experience with Howard and Michelle Hall. Now, Neil, what's on your radar? I know I got a liveaboard coming up. We're going to sync up again next weekend in Chicago, right? You ready for that? Are ready for Our World Underwater?
Yeah, man. Well, I'm not ready for the weather. I'm ready for the show.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, you go to places like Chicago in the dead of winter to appreciate the fact we live in Florida, I'm guessing, right?
You know what? I never complain about bad weather. I pray for bad weather. That's why they come down to Florida and the Caribbean is because it sucks up there. So the worse the weather, the better. You know, just as long as it's not so bad that they can't get to the show. Other than that, man, I love crappy weather. But yeah, like Chicago next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, get back Sunday night. Monday, leave for San Diego for a NEMA board meeting. Got to go out and save the world, you know. And then kind of my travel schedules. I got a couple of trips to China again this year. And Brazil's kind of in the crosshairs. Love Brazil, and that's a new big market for the Bahamas and the Caribbean. So we're the Bahamas is very interested in developing that market, and just and trying to get in, you know, a couple hundred dives, you know, this year, and a bunch of trips to the Caribbean. Got a new property that we're opening in Nevis, you know, St. Kitts and Nevis. I got to get down and check that out.
Well, that's right there on that itinerary I'm doing with the Explorer Liveaboard here in a couple weeks. So we actually start in St. Martin and end up in St. Kitts, which is right off the coast of Nevis, isn't it? In Nevis across from St. Kitts?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's like a ferry boat ride. It's right there. We need to talk because maybe I'll plan on being down there when you're down there and we can do a little update on Nevis. And
well, that's 2 weeks. I'm down there 2 weeks. We go to Our World Underwater next weekend in Chicago and then get home that Sunday, and then I leave Saturday, the following Saturday, for St. Martin to board the boat.
Well, let's see. I get back from San Diego on Thursday. I think it's a date.
Okay, a date it is. We'll meet in Nevis in the Caribbean. See, that's the beautiful thing about hanging out with people in the dive industry. They're all planning their own little dive adventures, and they cross paths in some of the coolest places. You never know. I mean, for instance, here we are in Fort Lauderdale. I wasn't really planning to do this thing until I was coming down for the Miami International Boat Show to do some coverage for our World of Boating radio show, and Neil gives me a call and says, hey, Greg, you're going to this IMAX film? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I hear about it. I'm here, and now I'm hanging out with some of the best, the coolest people in the dive industry, sharing a few fish tales, as usual.
Don't you love it?
I do. I absolutely do, Neil. So we'll pick that up again in Chicago next weekend, and okay, I guess we'll make it a date. I don't know if we should say that publicly as a date. Let's call it a meeting.
A diving excursion.
Exactly. A little surface interval distraction.
And are we having mermaids?
Of course. In Chicago we are, of course. And then I'm taking them to Saba. Yeah, I'm taking them on the liverboard. So maybe we'll meet in Nevis. Maybe we'll that's not on our itinerary. But it's right. I think we cruise right past it. How hard could it be, right?
Yeah, whatever. You just make a side trip.
Just swim. Just jump off the boat. Hey, we're going to go on a long dive. We'll be back this afternoon. Maybe we'll dive over to Nevis and then get back on the boat in St. Kitts. I don't know. We'll work on it. Now we're hanging out here in Jackson's restaurant. I'm going to walk around the table. I'm literally sitting at the dining table with like 10 people, and I feel kind of strange doing scuba radio like this. But hey, what's new? I'm used to doing weird things with this show. And here I am with my friend Maureen. I know Maureen from years gone by at Ocean Fests that we've long forgot and blocked out for various reasons. But she's moved on from different properties in the Bahamas to working with the Fort Lauderdale CVB, and now you're working in properties. Well, we're just talking about St. Kitts. You have a property in St. Martin, right?
Yes. Actually, I work for the Radisson Carlson Hotels Worldwide, and we have a brand new resort on the French side of St. Martin called the Radisson St. Martin Resort Marina and Spa. And the company's just invested between $80 and $90 million rebuilding a hotel. And we open on December 16th as the 1,000th hotel in the chain for the company.
Now, that's in St. Martin.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not open yet. I can't go there in 2 weeks?
You can. It opened on December 16th. So we've been open about, I guess, maybe 2 months now. It's 18 acres, 252 rooms with a 150-slip marina. And our pool, our infinity pool, is right on the ocean, and it's about 93 meters long.
Well, here's the deal, Maureen. I'm going to St. Martin literally 2 weeks from today.
Are you?
And to board a liveaboard, I got a few hours to kill. Maybe I can come over and take a dip in your pool?
You absolutely can. We'd love to have you. So just after the show, give me
all the details. So what's the deal there? Is there, it's on the French side of the island. So what does that mean? It's clothing optional, or what's the deal?
Well, that is pretty typical on the French side. Where we are, we do have topless sunbathing clients on the beach.
Papa likes. Or do they?
It's very common. It's just...
It's not as appealing as it sounds. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You say common? Okay, I hear you. All right, but still, we could. What about the diving? They're good snorkeling off that part of the island, or what?
We are right next to a marine park from where we are to the northeast, all the way to an island called Tintamarre. It's a marine park, so there's nothing on land, and underwater there's no anchoring or anything. We do have scuba diving packages at our resort. We have a dive shop across the street, and they do introductions to scuba in the pool, but I have yet to go diving personally, but I hear it's very good.
Now, how close is it to that place on the island of St. Martin where the planes come over the beach? Right around the corner, isn't it?
Well, actually, it's about, I'm going to say about 8 miles away, because where that is, that's the main airport on the Dutch side of the island, and we're literally as far away as you can get on the island. We're at the very north end.
And the website is?
Radisson.com/St. Martin, which is STMARTIN.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry.
Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Hi, this is Richie Kohler.
And I'm John Chatterton.
And you're listening to Scuba Radio.
Yowza. This is the world's first radio show dedicated to diving. Come on, come on, dive, dive, dive. Sink and slow, dive, dive, dive. Sink and deep, dive, dive, dive. Go up, go down, we dive.
Yeah, John Chatterton and Richie Kohler. I believe they're going to be at Our World Underwater next week. Hopefully you can join us, hang out with us as well, and catch up with those folks. Now, we're in Fort Lauderdale this week as we are, hanging at the after party at Jackson Steakhouse in Fort Lauderdale for the IMAX film Under the Sea, the IMAX 3D experience from Howard and Michelle Hall. Captain Cocktail is with me right now here at the restaurant. And jiggle your glass.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, can the contest we're playing right now at 888-88-SCUBA is Name That Rum.
Name That Rum.
Welcome to Rum Radio.
We'll give you it starts with an A.
Starts with an A. Okay.
Caller number three.
Caller number three. No, we're not. I don't even have anything to give away.
You don't have anything to give away?
It's a bad economy. What am I going to do? Give them the shirt off my back? Maybe we could do that.
If it's a bad economy, give them a Scuba Radio shirt at least.
All right, I'll do this. If you can guess what rum Jeff or Captain Cocktail was just shaking right there. Shake it one more time. Let's get right, that on. Make sure everybody has a fair shot. All right, if you can name that rum, email it to greg@scubaradio.com this week. And if you're right, who knows, maybe I'll hook you up with a Scuba Radio t-shirt. You know at least what? The first correct interest.
Trip. I'm going to throw in a dive trip if you can name that rum.
At South Florida Diving Headquarters in Fort Lauderdale. That's 1-800-771-DIVE.
That's it.
Okay, all right, we can do that. So you get a dive and a Scuba Radio t-shirt if you can name our little... name that rum!
Name that rum!
That could be a new weekly feature there, Captain Cocktail.
Exactly. Three Sheets has got nothing on us.
That's right. That's a little TV show. I like that guy's gig. He has my show with pictures, doesn't he?
He's got my job.
Exactly. You know, hey, look, we're not diving. We're just watching it so we can drink, as Neil pointed out earlier, and that's kind of what we're doing. Now, I know, Jeff, you're not going to Chicago next week, but you're going to go to Beneath the Sea here at the end of March, right, maybe?
Yeah, we're thinking about it right now. The weather's so good, and everybody's coming out of the woodwork now. We went through like 3-4 weeks of cold weather. We had some of that Chicago weather down here. Now it's going back to Chicago. We got our Florida weather back. I don't know. I might have to stick around a little while.
Yeah, you may have to rake in a few bucks. Yeah. Take advantage of that weather.
Just please come down, because we don't want to have to call Mr. Obama president.
Exactly, for a bailout. All right, I hear you. All right, look, that'll do it for this week. Hopefully you had as much fun as I did. That's probably not possible, but at least you got a taste, right? We'll see you in Chicago next week. Till then, remember, it's always better
when it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
Oh, I'm sorry, you didn't tell me that.
Say it, down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody. Good diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.